This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to cut to the other studio here in just a moment to Leanne and Marley Jones. Marley is heading up a photography department and graphics and with some of our other crew, and also doing a lot of great work when it comes to our Instagram. We've really neglected and haven't been promoting. So we've had an Instagram contest, and they're going to be announcing the winner of that. I let Leanne and Marley, Marley Jones, my sister, adopted sister, love her. She's been in the family since she was 6 months old. And from Korea, obviously, and she just does a kick butt job. The best photographer out there, I found, and so that's why I was lucky enough to be able to hire her back. She worked here some when she was in college, but she is now here back with the crew, and so everybody can go join our Instagram or follow us there, because we have to have a lot of these, you know, Instagrams, Facebooks, Twitters, because this is what's taking over the web. We've got to have outposts to get our InfoWars information into them. And then, yes, when they censor us on one, we use the other platforms to point out the censorship. And I've got Paul Watson coming on, and also a reporter in the next few days, Miss Southern out of Canada, who's a great activist, a great reporter. And she just reported on and linked to on her Facebook articles and articles admitting that Facebook's censoring. And they suspended her account and said, you're not allowed to do this. And she put a screenshot of that out, had her own website, was able to expose it. So you have to have a bunch of platforms, because it's like whack-a-mole. They try to whack us down, we pop back up. And that's the strategy. They've shut down our YouTube, Facebook before, but there's such a backlash. And yes, I have lawyers write them letters. And I mean, I'm dead serious. I'll sue them. Because you can't advertise that you've got an open comments. You can't advertise that you're free and good and not censoring and then do it. There's not porn. There's not calls to violence. You can't shut us down. You advertise, it's a commons. We bring the value there. And that's what Congress and the Senate is finding right now. And that's why it's such a big deal to have Chinese-style censorship. I mean, they're officially doing it and trying to mainline it and having the media cheerlead and say, of course, it's their website. You know, let them control whatever you say. So Facebook told her, you know, Donald Trump is, you know, not any Muslim, he's anti-ISIS. And so she basically put that out, and then they just took it down. That's Lauren Southern. This is going on. This has happened to us a couple of years ago. We were spreading a Navy SEAL meme. Wait, only got a few minutes until we go to break, so let me go ahead and throw to Marley and Leanne. Are you guys there?
Thanks, Alex. Well, that's right. We are wrapping up our very first Instagram contest, and we are so excited with the results. So many people got involved. Go to the Real Alex Jones Instagram, and you can see, if you use the hashtag InfoWarsGear, you can see how many people submitted for this contest, just how many InfoWarriors are out there. Just a tremendous outpouring of support. So that was really awesome.
Yeah, just great seeing everyone's creativity, see what they came up with. And continue to use this hashtag throughout forever. And we're going to be looking at it constantly to start finding content for our newsletter. We want to see your support and just keep showing us those photos and showing what you're doing out there.
Yeah, so we'll definitely be putting a lot of your submissions in the newsletter, like Marley said, so you can check out all of your fans out there, your fellow InfoWarriors. And now, here was the thing. It was so hard. We were looking at everything over the weekend. There were so many submissions that we couldn't decide.
So hard to decide.
We just could not choose a winner. We did narrow it down for you. We narrowed it down to four. And so now you need to go to InfoWars.com and click on this article, Spoils of War, finalists, battle it out for the $1,000 prize. And you'll see there is a poll there. You need to click your choice for the winner of the $1,000. Go to the poll. And Alex Jones will announce the winner by the end of the show today. So
sure
it's
to get
up to you out there.
I was, okay.
Got a little bit of time. Just go and pick your favorite. We really wanted you guys to choose it for us. Like I said, it was just such a hard choice. So
yes,
please go show us who you guys think should win grand prize.
Well, I got that wrong.
The winner will be announced today by the end of the Alex Jones show. So go to the website right now and choose your choice for the winner. Back to you, Alex.
Okay, sorry, guys. We don't script a lot of this. It's teleprompter free. So I was thinking they'd already chose it. I'd forgotten that they wanted me to choose it. So fun train wrecks here. Thanks, guys. I guess I will then choose. I thought they were choosing, and then I will announce it. So the announcement's coming up. We'll have them both back in studio here then with us coming up at the very end of the broadcast today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Jones, and for the balance of the hour, Wayne Madsen, InfoWars.com, investigative journalist. He also has his own award-winning website, WayneMadsenReport.com. He's also a best-selling author, formerly in anti-submarine warfare, then in security, actually internal security, not like security guard, but actually headed up a division looking for leaks and moles and spies in the NSA, in a senior position there, directing projects. And then now, the last 20-plus years, a major whistleblower, bigger than Snowden. It's just back then they didn't arrest whistleblowers. He's been to Congress, testified, and then became a journalist. That's what you do. Nowadays, you expose pedophilia in government, they arrest you. Or you expose drug dealing in government, they kill you. Or you expose Fast and Furious, like the Border Patrol agent, and they kill you. We've now had the investigators on. They killed Brian Terry to do that. So that's why this is so important. I was having Madsen on 18 years ago. And I was having James Bamford, former producer of Nightline, but also talking to whistleblowers on with his body of secrets and other books he wrote. So we've known what's going on for a long time. Now the FBI has come out and says, look, you know, we want national security. We don't want you to know what biometric database we have. Well, I can tell you because the corporations always admit it when they start doing it. More than 18, 19 years ago, when I was really getting informed on all this, they were having big consortium meetings in Chicago, New York, and other places. And I read the articles on air from trade publications that listeners would send me, engineers and people that were there. So it's not in the news, but it's in trade publications. And they said, you know, all the phones will have a chip in them to track their location. You'll be able to dial in and listen to it even when it's off. This was all by law in 96 that it be in place by 2000. And they said, tanning salons, grocery stores, libraries, we're going to have corporations push and subsidize thumbprints or handprints and driver's license facilities, and we're going to take all those databases and put them into a global database, not just an FBI database. Just like I first told folks 20 years ago, because a nurse gave me the documents from a military base in San Antonio, the U.S. Army runs a worldwide UN database of everybody's DNA and blood at birth. When they take the baby's blood and say, we're sending this off to the health department, they're not testing for a blood disease. I remember with my kids, I said, you're not going to do that. We got to sign a waiver for them. And don't you want your kids blood tested? And I said, yeah. Pull up the charge on the computer and you do that blood test here. And I went, you know, full well that goes to the health department. You're mandated. And they said, yeah, you're right. Whatever. I went further. I said, I'm not filling your forms out either. You're not taking the blood and you're not sending it to the Army. And people started suing in Austin and Minnesota, and they were in the news, you know, saying, yeah, Alex Jones talked about it, it's true. And they found out it was a big nationwide scandal. And I'm not bragging, oh, look, we broke that. The point is, this stuff's all hiding in plain view because people like Wayne Madsen and that Army nurse and others. And then they take your blood and they patent it, and then when you need a gene therapy, this is now happening 30 years later, CBS News headline, biotech patents your blood and DNA at birth, charges you in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars for a genetic therapy because they say they own you because they got your blood at birth? Vampires. In spirit, not in reality. We're going to get into all this today. I want to get into the jihad going on, the alliance with the elites and Islam. Is this a triple cross? I know Cheney wanted to clash of civilizations, stir up the Muslims, put the radicals in charge so we'd have an excuse to go in and murder them. I'm against that. I was against the wars. But now we're going into another phase where you bring 5 million into Europe. The numbers are much higher here in the U.S. than they say. Thousands in Austin admitted alone, but I'm told it's hundreds, Texas total. What's behind the Pope saying we don't need Europe's Christian roots and he abhors it? Let me give you the exact quote, then I'm going to my guess. Likens this to ISIS, dreaded the Christian roots of Europe and its colonialist overtones, and likened, says ISIS went forth just as Christ told his disciples to go forth. ISIS goes forth and murders everyone. So now meeting with the Grand Imam, as Islamic State says, attack Europe, attack the U.S. I mean, what is going on here? But then the good news, what he's really an expert on pretty much everything. Wayne's a really smart guy. And I'm not kissing his butt, but a few guests we get on I know are so smart that I do a lot of research, and know even more than I do in many cases, and I'm telling you, listen to this guy. Everybody's getting mad at Soros. Hungary's prime minister, deputy prime minister or leader in Poland, and this is left, conservative, nationalists, they're all going, stop it. And then Wayne Madsen has his latest report out, CIA document, Soros connected to terrorist bombing in the 80s. CIA links top Hillary donor George Soros to terrorist bombing. So it all interconnects with the literal leader of Spectre. See, Ian Fleming copies reality. It's not life imitating art. It's art imitating life. And joining us is Wayne Madsen. He'll be with us at the RNC. The DNC is going to blow up even bigger. Sanders is winning. They're trying to steal it from him. I want to send Madsen there. I may not go, but I want to send a good crew to the DNC as well. Wayne Madsen, that's kind of my 5-minute setup here of some of the pieces out there. I know you've always got all other stuff on the burner as well that you'll reveal here today. Irons in the fire you've got. But what do you want to cover first that I threw out there?
Well, I think the Soros story is interesting because, once again, we've had another one of these very close elections, this one for the president of Austria. And I've always referred to these close elections as the Soros flip, because it doesn't matter whether it's a left-wing populist that's defeated, or in the case of Austria, it was a right-wing populist who was defeated. These in the case of the Argentine election, it was a global banker, globalist banker named Macri defeated the left-wing populist, a very close election. And here we have in Austria, the election was declared to the Green Party candidate, who was behind in the polls for the last several weeks significantly, and he comes ahead and defeats the Austria Freedom Party candidate, who was against the open borders, allowing all the migrants in.
So they stole it. I mean, the guy's way ahead in the polls. How are they going to get away with flooding him with Muslims? They're just going to start robbing the elections.
Yeah, and they stole it with postal ballots, and that's how it's done. You know, all the regular votes are counted, and then they throw in the quote-unquote absentee ballots, and that's where the ballot boxes get stuffed. And these close elections, they should not really be that close, but they give it the Soros and his gangs of election engineers want to make it look close, to make it appear that it was a free and fair election. But it was always so close, the Soros guy always manages to pull it out. Whether that's Macri in Argentina or this guy Van de Bellen.
Sure, and that gets more political contributions to get dumped in as well to the political class, as long as it's a neck and neck situation.
Absolutely. So. And, you know, people say, well, what about the U.S. elections? They were close in 2000 to 2004. People forget George Soros was one of the initial investors in George W. Bush's Arbusto Oil Company. And you know, although he gave money to the Democrats, Soros does quite well.
Just like the Koch brothers used to be the main financiers of the Clintons.
Absolutely. So, you know, the Soros has enough money, he can throw it around everywhere. But the net result is, these elections are engineered for his people to get in. Now, in 1987, I have a CIA document that's saying, hey, how come there's these bombings going on in what was then Czechoslovakia? Well, Soros had already shorted the American dollar after Black Monday. That was the crash of Wall Street in October 87. Soros starts, he makes money on shorting the U.S. dollar. And he throws all the profits, a lot of them, into Eastern Europe, which is starting to open up at the end of the 80s. And he's supporting his favorite people in Eastern Europe. So we have in the CIA, in one case, there was a bombing of the Czechoslovak Communist Party headquarters in a Czechoslovak city. And they said, oh, look, it's possible that this money is coming from overseas, from abroad. And it was, because the only person pumping money into the Czechoslovak opposition in those days was George Soros and his friends with the National Endowment for Democracy, which is a CIA-linked operation. So I defer to the CIA. They knew where the money was coming from. Some of it was theirs. And some of it was Soros's. So,
who would you say really runs the CIA? I mean, I know it's a bunch of different factions and people, but man, it always seems to be right at the tip of the spear, just trying to screw over America, but every other country. It's like it's against nationalism. It's against independence. It's against families. It's like cancer.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because I'm in the process of working on my forthcoming book, which is a glossary of all the CIA front companies, proprietaries, contractors, partners since its inception. And it's becoming quite clear to me that when you look at how many operations the CIA has run and how integrated they were with Wall Street,
it's really an attempt to take over the whole economy and have a shadow economy.
Yeah, I think the actual masters for the CIA, it's not the White House or the National Security Council. It's Wall Street. It's the Council on Foreign Relations.
That's right.
Their leadership is based in New York City more than it is in Washington, D.C.
And it was put in by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, not as a British satellite, but using the British Empire model of shadow governance.
Right. And you see how the CIA has infiltrated banks over the years and media companies trade unions. It was all done via Wall Street operations. So the true masters of the CIA is, in fact, is Wall Street. And it's been that way since 47. And you look at Alan Dulles and the people who created the CIA when they were with its predecessor, the OSS. They were all Wall Street people.
And they're crony capitalists consolidating the economy. As John D. Rockefeller said, competition is a sin. You having your own life is a sin.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Investigative journalist Wayne Madsen joins us. His latest article, CIA document leaks and links George Soros to bombing in Europe. What is it this guy linked to? But before I go any further with him, I want to get into the election. I want to cover a lot of news. I want to take your calls, your questions, or Wayne Madsen. on geopolitics, on the Middle East, on Trump. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I want to give first-time callers in this hour a chance. Please be first-time callers. 800-259-9231. Wayne, in this short segment, let me ask you about this. I really want your insight on this. It seems very reckless of the establishment. To best numbers we've got, it's about 5 million refugees that they advertised, that the head of the UN program on refugees set up. I mean, he'd been the founder of the EU, Peter Sutherland, top globalist, moves down to be the head of the refugee program, advertises, sets up the conduit with Turkey, brings in all these mainly invaders that, as you know, came into Syria. You've been there. You've traveled there. Been to Libya. You get your hands dirty. You get down in the muck. And, I mean, a good percentage of them are jihadis, obviously waiting for their orders to attack. How does the establishment get away with they're the ones that brought them in and then they allow this to happen? And why would they want to destabilize things that bad? I mean, I get they're bringing in terrorists, but why would they do it so nakedly? Why are they doing it here? Why is Obama hiding a real number of refugees here? That's clear. What's the real end game? What's this alliance with Saudi Arabia and Wahhabist Islam? Where do you think this goes?
The alliance with Wahhabism is really, at least,
your Skype broke up, my friend. Start back over. You said the alliance with Wahhabi Islam. Please continue. This is important. Let's reconnect with Wayne Madsen. His Skype just shut down. We're going to reconnect with him right now. Again, this is paramount, folks, because they haven't brought 5 million people. And that's the best numbers we've got. It's about 5 million in the last 3 years. It was couple hundred thousand the first year, over a million the next, over a million the next, and then upwards of 2 million. I mean, over the next 2 years or more, I mean, it's probably more than 5 million. And they would always say, we brought 100,000. And we go, true numbers this year in Germany, 1 million. It's like, whoa. Sweden say, we brought in 100,000, the same script. It turned out to be like, you know, 500,000. France would be like, oh, we brought in 100,000. It turned out to be over a million in a year. I mean, it is big. And, man, these folks are wound up. They feel like they run things. They're getting aggressive. And then they're blocking nationalist elections that would just control their borders. And the EU saying quarter million euro fines. And you don't take whoever they say, and they're not vetting them. They're letting them in with TB. I covered that last hour in the news, mainstream news. They have TB. They test them and then bring them in and put them on the street. I mean, this is like military sabotage of America. Wayne, your Skype broke up. Please continue, sir.
Yeah. Maybe that little NSA man in the middle operation going on there. But it's clear that the Wahhabist alliance has been a problematic one for the United States over the years. And these people are exporters of jihadism. Now, I've been to Iran, and the Shias are much more moderate and much more accepting of other Islamic sects and other religions than are the Wahhabists. There are people in Tehran who practice Christianity
and Judaism,
Zoroastrianism, and there's no problem. But you can't do that in Saudi Arabia. So I don't understand what Obama's deal is with people like the Saudi royal family and Sunni neo-Ottomanists like Erdogan of Turkey. It makes no sense unless when Obama as a young boy did pray to Mecca in the Sunni madrasa in Jakarta, which I stood in and saw where he faced Mecca with the other students. And maybe John Brennan, a CIA director, really did convert to Wahhabism. Maybe that explains why we have this policy, because nothing else makes sense. Supporting these jihadists in Syria with weapons and sending the CENTCOM commander over to Syria to talk to these characters, when in fact the Russians have been pleading with us to help them bomb the people. But they say, let's jointly do air attacks on them, and the U.S. says, oh, no, we can't do that. We'll be bombing our own people. We just had the head of one of these jihadist groups in Syria visit Washington, D.C.
Stay there, Wayne. Come back. You'll have the floor. This is important. Russia isn't perfect, folks, but it won't join the globalists in suiciding its people. I mean, that's what it comes down to. The globalists are suiciding civilization.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Rallying patriots.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
Just like witches at black masses.
Just like witches at black masses.
You know it's a big ritual. They won't let any, and I mean any Christians, specifically the Christian groups have said, we're not allowed to get out. In fact, almost none of them are Shiites. It's 99%. That's in the news again today. Sunnis. As the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
That's what's going on, as above, so below. I want to ask Wayne Madsen from his historical research. It seems like there really is something out to get Christians. Not only the big establishment mega churches in their fantasy land, government-run 501c3, but I mean all over the world, just nonviolent, all-of-the-world Christians groups just sitting there, and they just get exterminated no matter where they are. The UN, our government seems to side against them. The Pope is like the anti-Christian. There's a word for that. It's called antichrist. When you're anti-Christian, Christian Christ, antichrist. I say he's an antichrist spirit. I mean, even if you're an atheist, he is, his bent is anti-Christian now. We're going to go there in just a moment with Wayne Madsen on WayneMadsenReport.com. Writes for Infowars.com. Proud to have him. Before I go any further, we sell nutraceuticals like DNA Force and X2 and our new vitamin mineral fusion amino acid powder that really is, from our research, the best high-quality, you know, organic, concentrated, fruit punch-flavored way to actually absorb a multivitamin mineral system. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com is the subsection. You should really try it. You should give it to your children. If you don't take X2, most people are iodine deficient. It's just not in the soil. It's not in the food anymore. It's tainted in the ocean. It's not pure. You can't absorb it as well. Just like there's vitamin B12 absorption problems. That's even in the New York Times now, that, you know, headline. Gut flora not allowing the absorption of vitamin B12 linked to massive IQ reduction, linked to Alzheimer's, linked to depression, linked to schizophrenia. Because of what's going on in our guts with all the pesticides and Roundup, it's not absorbing it. You've got to go methylcobalamin and things under the tongue. Or you got to do it liquid so there's more of an absorption to maximize your absorption. So our food's so dead. McDonald's hamburgers don't rot, folks, under a Petri dish, but other food does. Other hamburgers do. I mean, that's just an example of how dead the food is we've been eating for a while. Survival Shield X2 is such a game changer that we're offering 20% off until the end of the month or while supplies last. And it looks like more's not coming in to the middle of next month. And at current sales rates with this special, it'll probably sell out by the weekend. And I don't want to sell out. I'm going to keep some back at the regular price and hope that lasts, you know, into next month. But I want to introduce you to it. So at 20% off, it's an amazing deal at $23. And I'm talking a couple drops in water, a couple drops under the tongue. This is pure iodine. It's not garbage bound to a bunch of stuff, so it doesn't, you know, taste like rocket fuel in your mouth. People are like, put iodine in your mouth? No, don't look at the stuff at the Walgreens and eat it. Okay, leave a hole in your stomach. This is the real, you know, high-quality, vetted stuff. Because halogen is powerful. This is the good halogen. This isn't a game. This is like, you know, in the same family, but the good one, a fluoride. And then it blocks the fluoride, the other bad halogens. It goes into your glands. They get happy. They get full of it instead of sucking in the bad stuff that they will suck in if they can't get iodine. So it's made me lose so much weight. I've been so much healthier. Libido, energy, my skin. Remember a group 3 years ago when we had the prototype? He goes, watch, your skin's going to get healthy. You're going to tan better. You're going to be, and it was just like, whoa. Hair grows better, fingernails. It's just amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out for yourself. Experience it. Read the 5-star reviews. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. BrainForce is excellent as well. 10% off on anybody that signs up for AutoShip at InfoWarsStore.com. And you get free shipping on orders $50 or more, so take advantage of that. And finally, we're going to send out on the InfoWars newsletter one more time the promo code today. If you haven't gone and signed up for the free newsletter, that we send you videos, exclusive articles. With all the censorship going on, we need email, because even if they do the internet kill switch during crises, we'll still be able to send emails out, our experts believe. So we need to have contact with you, obviously, to spread the word for marketing purposes, for, you know, to fund the operation, everything. It's important, something I never really pushed. A lot of folks are signing up. 50% off on the Hillary for President t-shirt and the Come and Take It t-shirts. And at $9.95, you cannot beat that deal. It's basically a loss leader, but I just want to spread the word about Hillary for president, and it's so exciting. So we're doing that. 4-point star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsite. Also, when you're out there, go to WayneMadsenReport.com and read his books. Read his e-books. They're really it's excellent material. And support our local AM and FM affiliates. Become sponsors. Support the sponsors. Send the station $100. Spread the word. Put a billboard up on the side of your barn. You know, if people with money or a little bit of means don't take action and get in the game and see yourself as a warrior for liberty, we're going to lose. But we're at a tipping point. There's huge global populism awakening. They call it racism. They call it hateful. They call it, you know, nationalism, evil. That's just pure bull. Or it's an attempt to skew it and actually turn it into that so that folks that aren't, quote, white or whatever, or from the West won't want free market. It's really a masterly branding job. I want to go to calls, but I want to give Wayne the floor here for about 5, 6, 7 minutes to get back into this jihad, this Wahhabist-funded situation, where you think it's going. You masterfully laid out the infiltration, their funding of our leaders, that they may be converting to it. They may have, look, this is 1.5 billion people. It's taking over Islam. It's the dominant form of Islam. Let's just double-cross. If we want to be authoritarian, the globalists want that, why not just go with Islam? Because they're kind of competing. Socialism, communism is authoritarian, kind of fascist models. But it seems like the left, one of the dominant groups of control, authoritarian left, seems like it really, like there's a courtship process. It looks like they might have gotten married. They might be having babies. You know, they might be shacked up here. There might be wedding bells here. Maybe they already happened. Wayne Madsen.
Well, what's really troubling about this visit of this Mr. Al-Nahas of the group Ahrar al-Sham in Syria. Now, they're allied with al-Qaeda. And he was just allowed into the United States. He visited Washington to have talks. I can remember when we banned Cat Stevens, who became a Muslim, from entering the United States. But I guess it's okay if you're a terrorist. You can come here now. But this Nahas and his group had just massacred 19 Alawites in Syria. And that's the same religious group that the Assad family are members of, and they're linked to Shia Islam, the governing religion of the predominant religion in Iran. So why are we having al-Qaeda affiliate leaders visit Washington? At the same time, Obama says he's going to veto this bill in Congress to open up the 28 pages about Saudi support for the 9/11 attacks. It passed unanimously in the Senate, and Obama says he's going to veto it. Well, why? Because if you read that report, you're going to realize not only were there high-ranking Saudis involved in financing the 9/11 attack, but that some of these people have very strong ties to some of our top political leaders.
Let me just be clear to interrupt for just a moment. Pope Francis met with the top Sunni imam in the world, they're saying. That is Muslim Brotherhood head guy. Absolutely, it's confirmed that these people overthrew the Egyptian government, you name it, and the Pope is meeting with him. I mean, headline could be Pope meets with the head of al-Qaeda. I mean, is that a fair statement?
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at Egypt and it gets back to Soros, of course. Soros helped to fund the Arab Spring that brought down the Mubarak government, and then we got the Muslim Brotherhood, and now there's a general in charge. When Obama said he was going to make this outreach to the Islamic world, he actually should have been truthful and said, I'm going to destabilize the Islamic world, and that's exactly what he and Hillary Clinton...
And then allow the total radicals to take control. Well, look, Hitler allied with the Sunnis. The last time it happened before that, Napoleon did it in his last round, claimed he converted. So this, there's really a precedent for this, isn't there, in history, Wayne?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I think the idea, too, is that not only a clash of civilizations is brought on, but what they're doing is actually, it's a strategy of tensions. And what's happening in Europe now is just keeping the strategy of tensions going with that. You can't walk down the street. Apparently, the Sharia law is now being imposed in certain parts of Germany, including areas close to the Ramstein U.S. air base.
So this is actually happening. So let me just stop here. You're a guy I really trust. A lot of other experts are saying this. You've never been some Islamophobe. You were against all these wars. You said it was to destabilize it. Now we see the double cross, though. It looks like they're actually going to wed Christendom with it under, politically correct control with Islam, and it looks like make that the new dominant overwrite of Europe and basically merge those two and take over the planet together? Or will there be another double cross against Islam after this? What's your gut tell you?
Well, looking back at, this book I'm writing about the CIA, the CIA's been involved in creating crazy religions and hybrids for years. The People's Temple in Jonestown was a CIA operation.
The Moonies.
Scientology, the Moonies. They were all CIA functions to create, basically it's mind control operations. And MKUltra never left us. It still is with us. It's gotten more nuanced. It's gotten more high tech, if you will. And so any kind of, you know, this ecumenicalism is fine. For the Pope to be meeting Muslim leaders
sure, but it's not about merging them and getting rid of our religion. Yeah.
Hybrid religions. You mentioned the mega churches. That's another scam.
Those are admittedly CIA run.
Absolutely, many of them are very close to the CIA.
Oh, believe me, I know.
Big bucks. The family, the fellowship that Hillary's a member of.
Hey, man, I'm going to do a report on this cover. I've had one of the mega churches make a run at me. I mean, these people are hardcore. They're on power trips, too, man. They think they got little CIA badges and stuff. They can do whatever they want.
You got one down in Houston that's run by Joel Osteen. I mean, that guy's so his flock is so involved with the elites of Houston, it's not funny. But the family, the fellowship is all about Christian capitalism. You know, make Jesus happy by making $1 billion. And by the way, give 10% of that to the church.
And by the way, be positive and God will give you everything you want. It's voodoo. They're teaching magic.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, this is a problem. But the CIA has been involved in this type of activities almost since its inception. Some churches got wise to the fact that they were getting money from these sources and bolted. But you look at the early days, the CIA tried to pump money into the Quakers, for example, because they had contacts overseas and they were involved in.
Of course, they're always, I mean, governments are always trying to take over religion, and we've got pretty much state-run religion to a great extent. That's why they push all this garbage in these liberal conservative churches. It doesn't matter, the Catholic Church. Let me ask you, what do you think Pope Francis's real deal is? Because, I mean, I think it's fair to say the guy's converting to Islam when he has the top Sunni imam, who's the religious leader that Al-Qaeda bows to, and the guy's even wearing the Santa Claus hat the whole nine yards, you know, like the guy at the first World Trade Center, I mean, the blind sheik. These guys are out of control, and the Pope is bad-mouthing Christianity, meeting with them. Is it fair to say the Pope is converting to Islam or trying to marry it?
Well, he is the first Jesuit Pope, and I know people, when you hear the word Jesuit, it's like saying Niagara Falls. They go nuts, you know. Anyway, he's obviously very much involved in his internationalism, and I think there's a problem with him saying, yeah, let's welcome all these migrants into Europe. Does he not understand there is a price to be paid for this culturally? Women can't walk down the streets in many European cities and even small towns now without fear of being raped by these animals that came in from Syria and Afghanistan and elsewhere. Where's the Pope on that issue? He's very silent. Of course, he says if a Western woman is raped by one of these Muslim guys, then, of course, she can't have an abortion, you know. So, I mean, he's just a total hypocrite.
And he's behind 200-foot walls. I've been there. They've got their smallest walls are like 38 feet. They've got 200-foot walls, the biggest walls I've ever seen.
Yeah, and also the Vatican has one of the most effective intelligence services in the world. Maybe he should start reading Vatican intelligence reports on what's going on in some of his own.
Well, the wall was built when Rome got invaded and taken over, and then all that stood was Vatican City. The wall was built to keep radical Muslims out.
Right.
Radical Muslims invading.
Every priest in Europe is potentially feeding intelligence into the Vatican Intelligence Service. And I'm sure there's reports coming from the same cities and towns in Germany and Italy and Spain and France and elsewhere where what the net effect of this mass invasion of these migrants, the problems that it's causing. He should read or at least ask his own intelligence service what's going on in his own backyard in Europe before making these comments about, yeah, we can take in more. By the way, there is no sunlight between him and George Soros on this. Soros says, oh, Europe should take a couple more million. They can handle it.
They're all in the same sheet of music. It's total unification of tyranny. I want to start going to some phone calls right now. Wayne Madsen is our guest. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. If you just tuned in, we've got a lot of callers here. Carlos, Jeff, Bobby, Marshall, many others that we're going to be talking to here in this segment and the next. With Wayne Madsen. Let's go to Carlos in California. Carlos, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. And Wayne, well, you know, there's been a secret alliance between the Wahhabis, the Muslim Brotherhood, and the Western intelligence sources. As a matter of fact, Wahhabi, who founded the Wahhabist religion, was mentored by British intelligence going back 200 years. And the Muslim Brotherhood, of course, when it was set up by the Saudi royal family, had secret connections with the British intelligence also. The madrasas where they taught Sharia law were being financed by the Western oil.
Absolutely. Government. They were financed to control all of Islam as it was right there at Mecca. And if British intelligence could take over that, they could take over the Middle East. And you got to hand it to them. The British were already taking over the Middle East 100 years before oil was found there. I want to go back to you, Carlos. But, boy, Carlos knows his stuff, Wayne.
Yes, and it's a fact, too, that the British Foreign Office colonel named T.E. Lawrence basically handed Arabia to the House of Saud. T.E. Lawrence, otherwise known as Lawrence of Arabia, was a pedophile, and he liked the fact that the Sauds believed in the tenet, women are for making babies and boys are for sex. Otherwise, if he wasn't a pederast, as we know he was, that Arabia today would be under the control of the Hashemites, not the Sauds, the same royal family that rules Jordan today. And they are very, very moderate people, very moderate Sunnis. But no, that's the British, absolutely. And the Muslim Brotherhood was backed as a counterweight to communist influence in Egypt, especially after Abdel Nasser took over power and threw out King Farouk.
Carlos?
Yes.
Well,
you know, the all these different radical fundamental religions are deliberately set up by the Western bankers and intelligence networks to of course, use the Hegelian dialectic and pit one group against the other in constant warfare. And what you see, and they plan so far ahead, the Muslim Brotherhood, like you said, was being used against communism, but they also were planning, of course, what they were going to do 40, 50 years later, use it as a terrorist organization so we could have our nice wars in the Middle East. Look at all the wars we have in the Middle East. I mean, it works. You know,
that's a great point. Carlos, tell us what you think. I'm going to ask Wayne. I totally agree with you. It's historic. It's fact. It's veritas. What's the next shoe to drop? What comes after this? What's the master plan? Where does this lead us?
Well, I think that the reason why the neoconservatives are siding with Hillary and dumping Trump, it's because she's going to be much more aggressive in expanding the wars in the Middle East than Trump will. So they're putting their weight behind Hillary. And I think their final agenda is within the next 4 to 5 years, get us into a war with Russia, which will probably be the beginning of a third world war. And it's probably going to be to expand, of course, the wars in the Middle East, more profits and all this. But they want the ultimate chaos, a third world war, which will then lead to their long-awaited Messiah, who's going to come and sit in Jerusalem, which we call the Antichrist. I truly believe that that's probably part of their agenda, but they need to...
I agree with you. What's crazy is, even if you're an atheist, the elite believe in a one-world government and a world leader and a one-world religion. It's like they're fulfilling it all. Like it's either it was predictive programming or it's real or they took it as a blueprint. Regardless, it's manifesting. Kind of like Jules Verne 150 years ago wrote about going to the moon and now we've done it. You know, it's just, you know, or spacecraft. It's like we envision it. It happens. It's amazing. Great, great points, Carlos. Please call in more. It was always great to hear such an informed person. I want to go to Jeff and Marshall and Bobby and Tom. But briefly, let me ask you this question, Wayne. What do you really think about Trump? Because, I mean, I guess he's got to meet with some of the top analysts, and then after he meets with Haas and stuff, they badmouth him, meets with Kissinger. I like his rhetoric. I know they're really scared of him. I know he doesn't want to have a bunch of wars, but Bush said he didn't want to be the world's cop, you know, in 1999, 2000. So, I like Trump, but I'm still, you know, trusting but verifying. What does your gut tell you about Trump and your research? Who does he really represent, or is it really just himself?
Well, I was troubled as much as a lot of people by his meeting with Kissinger. Kissinger's a war criminal. He should be in He's been indicted, or there's bench warrants out for him in countless countries around the world. And you know, I don't know what Trump was thinking. He doesn't need Kissinger's vote. That's one vote on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. What does he need his vote for? But he lost probably thousands, maybe tens of thousands of votes by meeting with Henry Kissinger. Because Henry Kissinger is a cancer.
He's a top globalist minion. But we know, though, I'm not saying he should have done it, but he, by meeting with him, that might make the gangsters back off a little bit. Insulting him and not meeting with him, they might kill Trump. I mean, I think Trump's balancing it. I'm not endorsing what he did, but I'm hoping that's why he's doing it.
Well, I hope it's keep your enemies keep your friends close and your enemies closer
exactly.
in this case.
But it is a troubling sign. It is very troubling.
And the fact that he's been offered $100 million by Sheldon Adelson, the casino guy in Vegas, that's troubling as well. And I saw recently that Miss South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, has urged the Republican Party to support him. Now, there's no bigger neocons than Lindsey Graham and John McCain, and they all
see, I agree with you, but they also see a bandwagon, and they know it's going to be hard to stop.
That's true. That's
they want
true.
To jump on, like with Reagan, to be close to, you know, sabotage.
In McCain's case, I can see why. He's facing a very uphill battle for the primary in Arizona. They may dump him as the Republican.
Absolutely. I hope so. Let's go to their call. We know if he wins, it's been fraud. They always cheat in Arizona, but he can't be the landslide, as you said. Marshall. In Delaware, you're on the air with Wayne Manson. Go ahead.
How you doing, fellas?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I heard Joe on your show Friday, and I'm so glad that he's going to be coming up here to Philadelphia about a half hour from my house for the DNC. And I think Joe's on to something where he says he's getting reports about there maybe thousands of refugees in the Philadelphia area in the northern neighborhoods. Just with the amount of violence going on in the schools lately that seems to come out of nowhere. And also the cop slaying, which was taken over by the FBI, that tells me...
Sure, the guy ran up and said, Allah Akbar, and shot the cop. Oh, they're definitely... Let me ask Wayne this question. That's a great point, Marshall. I'll come back to you. It was in the news that my alma mater has 232, in the last year, refugees from Syria and Iraq. And they're all basically Wahhabists. Then we called around to other high schools. They've all got hundreds. Elementaries have hundreds. It's thousands and thousands of kids in Austin alone. Then in the news they go, Texas has had 400 and something refugees last year. But Homeland Security won't tell the governor the real number. I mean, clearly they're covering up the real numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they're getting in, but it's a federal operation. The federal government can withhold information. Where does it make sense for a lot of these people to go? It would be Detroit and Dearborn. I'd be interested to see what the true numbers are there, because there already is a sizable Muslim population there. But there's a sizable number of Shias up there, too. And as I mentioned earlier, the Shias have no time for the Sunnis. They look at the Sunnis, especially the Wahhabis. The Wahhabi Sunnis and the Shias do not get along. The Shias are much more open and accepting of other religions, whereas the Wahhabis aren't. But even if they're Sunnis but not Wahhabis, they're subject to this overseas Saudi-funded madrasa indoctrination, mosque indoctrination. It'd be interesting to see how much Saudi money goes to some of these Islamic schools in this country and mosques in this country.
We know they're offering to build them all over Europe and here. It's crazy. Getting back to Marshall, are you saying you think there might be terror attacks at the DNC? What are you saying, Marshall?
I definitely think there will be attacks. The tri-state area here, Delaware, Jersey, Pennsylvania, if you look on the UN's own website, that Camden, New Jersey is a resettlement location. That's one of the most crime...
Sure. Well, ISIS says they plan to hit the U.S. and Europe, and I don't know how the politicians that brought these people in are going to get away with it, but they already are. We'll be back in 70 seconds with Wayne Madsen. More of your calls. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.